Budding Business on East Coast FM.
And just to explain that when the pandemic struck and businesses were closing and had to reshape themselves and things like that, it was very difficult for business owners. Would they close? Would they come up with a different formula or whatever? So at the time we decided that we'd give a leg up to local businesses and just give them a shout out to say, look, we're here, we're doing something different, or we've refashioned our business, or we're still here, whatever. And we've just continued it through this time, and it's great to see so many businesses that are thriving in this, well, maybe existing some of them, but certainly doing well in this pandemic when the alternative was to close. So the feature continues, and we are going to have a chat now with Katie Kirby, who is, you probably know Katie. Good morning to you, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. You're from the Greenway. Just tell us about yourself, because there's another string to your bow, and then you can tell us all about the Greenway.
Yeah, so basically, a Greenway is I make and sell non-tox cleaning body products, perfume sprays, basically different things like that. I've been kind of, about 4.5 years ago, I basically started making all of my products myself, and then about 1.5 years ago then started selling them in markets and different things like that. So I'm in kind of markets in the Wicklow and Wexford areas.
Excellent. And you were looking around at products, were you, and saying, well, they're bad for the world, maybe there's a better way to do this?
Well, for me, it was a health choice, first and foremost, and I was seeing the ingredients in different things, and then kind of repeat ingredients. And a lot of them were for kind of preservative effect, or for, you know, ingredients that are in synthetic fragrance, and I wanted something different. So I just basically wanted more transparency in what I was using, and that's how it was kind of born.
Give us an example of your products.
So I basically, when it comes to my cleaning products, I do 5 main kind of standards. So I do kind of a laundry powder, a toilet cleaner, a cream cleaning paste, which is basically what you would use in kind of an oven cleaner, essentially, a multi-purpose, and then I would have dishwasher tablets as well that I make as well. And then for body products, they're more standard. So in the sense of your hand washes, your body washes, and body butters, things a little bit more luxurious that I've made as well.
Right, and the ingredients that go into them is what?
So for cleaning, it's funny, because when I do markets now, I've a lot of older, especially women, come up to me, and you know, when I say what's in them, most of my cleaning products are bicarbonate and vinegar based, and they always kind of laugh and say, God, I've been using that for years. You know, it's I think, you know, the last, you know, 20, 30 years, we've gotten so used to convenience and, you know, accepting certain things that are in products that don't necessarily have, you know, a cleaning factor, but just are there to have them have a shelf life. But it's interesting when you're kind of talking face-to-face with people and they're like, oh, yeah, I've been using that. And yes, that's great. And they like to see that there's other people kind of younger that are doing that now. So, yeah.
And just looking at some of the products now, a yoga mat disinfectant, why would we need that?
So for people who, well, prior to COVID, people were actually going to classes, obviously that's resumed now, but it's a way of just disinfecting your yoga mat there and then in a small bottle, as opposed to, you know, because some people forget to kind of clean down things. Like I do little on my Instagram page, I do little kind of tutorials on things that you should be cleaning, like cleaning out your dishwasher regularly, cleaning out your washing machine regularly. There's this idea that we don't have to clean out things that are actually there for that purpose. But, you know, when it comes to something like your washing machine, there's so much mold that can be stored there that has to be kind of regularly, you know, cleaned as well. So for a lot of people who, you know, do yoga or Pilates regularly and, you know, you're perspiring and all the rest, that it's just a way of kind of disinfecting afterwards.
And what brought you to it? You know, when you were, I know you mentioned there was a health reason, but you know, when you're living your daily life and you're looking at products, do you start to notice products and say, do you know something, we could actually do something that's better for us as humans and better for the world? Is that how you
came to it? Yeah, I definitely started. Look, it started for health reasons. I started seeing things like, you know, hormone and endocrine disruptors, ingredients that were in, you know, a lot of especially cleaning and body products. And a lot of it was down to the fragrance that was, you know, being used in the product. Because if it's synthetic, then a lot of chemicals can be used to form that synthetic fragrance. So that's what I found. And then, like, to be honest, the model of it now, what I do is I sell all of my products in glass jars and amber glass bottles. So people then come back and refill. And for me, it is like twofold, which is, it's obviously good for the environment as well. So that was definitely a secondary but very important aspect that kind of grew throughout starting the business. But for me, it was very much a health transparent. You know, for me, I want transparency in my life. So I guess, you know, it just communicates it. You know, and with products as well, I just want that level. Like, if I decide if there's something that I use that is has toxins in it, I just want to know what it is. That's exactly where yes. I stand with things now.
Okay, well, before I ask you about the acting, just tell us, name some of your products. I mentioned the one for the yoga mat. What else?
So I do different sprays. So I do things like a sleepy spray, which is a big seller because I've noticed a lot of people are finding it hard to kind of sleep and settle, to be honest, at the moment. So that does well. So it works like a pillow spray and a room spray. I've gone into facial products now. So I have a face oil and a beard oil for men. And then I do perfumes. So different types of perfumes for women. And then I have more of a male scent as well. So I'm kind of constantly kind of expanding into different areas.
Very good. Now, on to the acting. Are you still involved?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, in that I did a little while in Valhalla, which was started last year out in Ashford. I definitely, and there's a commercial work that comes in and voiceover work, thankfully, that sort of throughout the pandemic, which has been good. So yeah, it's definitely, I mean, theatre is one of the things that unfortunately at the moment is not as viable here as, you know, some places around the world. It doesn't seem to be kind of getting back to where it was, but I definitely think there's going to be more, hopefully, more opening up with that this year.
Very good. Well, the best of luck, Katie. Congratulations on A Green Way. That sounds a fantastic idea for the future. Another, you know, contribution to saving our world. And what's your website?
agreenway.ie. It's easy.
Very good. Well done. Lovely to talk to you, Katie.
Thank you.
Continued success.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye. So that's the idea, a budding business. You know, times are difficult at the moment for businesses, especially with lockdowns and various things like that. So a leg up every Friday morning here on the morning show to a business around about County Wicklow and just over our border as well. So thanks to Katie Kirby for that one. It's the morning show at East Coast. Let's continue with budding business. And here's a business. We like to claim them. I think probably half the place is in Kildare, but the best part is in Wicklow, or maybe they're all in Wicklow, but here to tell me more is Daniel Lewis from Pulavuca House and Falls. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Okay, let's clear it up then. Are you Wicklow or are you Kildare?
We are all Wicklow for the commercial part, the hotel. So yes, 100% Wicklow. The agricultural land is in Kildare.
Right. We won't talk about that.
No,
but anyway, not to worry.
The Wicklow part, exactly.
Very good. Now, very difficult time since March of 2020. How have you been managing?
Absolutely. Very difficult times. Very difficult, unprecedented times for everyone in our industry. We've been coping as best we can. Basically, we've taken on a number of projects ourselves, one being the barn conversion that we just launched, which was basically something that we're targeting the wedding market, and it's a completely unique space to use, and just try to keep as busy as we can. It's been exceptionally difficult, obviously, but keeping our heads held high as much as we can.
Yeah, and the new development, we would hope that restrictions actually are lifted and you can get back to some sort of normality. What's the restrictions at the moment, and what hopefully they turn out to be that will make the barn, you know, work for you and work for your guests?
Currently, it's obviously outside dining still for everybody, and we're lucky that we obviously have space. Other people in our industry don't have as much space and aren't as lucky as we are. So the outside space can cater for up to 100 people. So we're very fortunate. There's obviously the positive news about the 26th that hasn't been confirmed, but we're hopeful that the 26th of this month is indoor dining, and we're looking forward to welcoming as many customers back during that time as possible.
Indeed. Goodness me, what a time. So just describe to us the experience in the barn with it all going.
So it's a family-run business. Myself and my wife took over the property in 2018, as we said to your listeners before. We had three children at that time. We're actually expecting our fourth, so we've been busy during the lockdown. And we just basically saw an opportunity. It was an old hay barn. It was used by the previous owners for events, and we thought it was an amazing project, and we wanted to stay busy because, you know, the mind is an amazing thing, and we wanted to try and keep the mind as active as possible. And thankfully, my partners, the three cooks, the four of us, just basically kept going. We were learning how to be plasterers, laying floors, etc. during the time, and we managed to do what we're very proud of and launch the barn this week.
Very good. Well, the very best of luck with that, Daniel. You know, we've spoken before when you were getting into this, and you know, you deserve things to be running well. I mean, what a time we've all had, and a lovely part of the world.
Quality has gone through the mill, but look, we can only stay as positive as we can. We've come out of it. We look like we're on the right side of it. And thankfully, by us being busy during the time and being proactive, we're hoping.
Right, Daniel Lewis from the new barn at the very famous Pulafuka House and Falls. The very best of luck to you, Daniel.
Thank you very much for having me on.